Hi, this is Cessna. When I'm not trying to run over people out on the highway, I'm listening to Default Radio.
Radio. I'm Decoder. And the intro music you just heard was a band called Megadeth. They're fucking good, man. That was T-Cells. But who's buying? I don't know. And I got fucking a couple of people here. I got Nothir here, of course. What's up? And also got a special guest.
Special, like, rode in on the short bus special?
That's exactly what I meant. It was, like, you know, special ed. Stank Dog! So what's going on today? What the fuck is up?
You tell us, man. It's your show.
I don't fucking know. I don't want to do this show anymore.
All right, that's it. Let's just fucking drop right now.
You want to go?
Want to go back to Megadeth again?
Yeah, we can just play the rest of the Megadeth album. You want to do that? Where's Doug? Doug, you got the did you download the whole thing? I mean, buy the whole thing?
You download it on your 56K?
Who, me? I don't download nothing.
Yeah.
I spend all my time downloading porn, man. I don't got time for fucking music.
Don't waste disk space on anything non-prawn related.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, if I can't get off to it, screw it. And I'm talking, I'm not talking some regular porn. I'm talking the good shit.
The bull cafe.
Not even that. Worse than that.
Ooh.
Talking bitches getting fucking fist fucked, goddamn head fucked, everything.
Not the Oriental. vomiting in the bathtub kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
No, I think I picture Decoder more as the snuff fisting type guy.
Oh, man.
Man, I can't live without the snuff films.
Hey,
I don't know about
they're
you.
They're the best, you know?
I mean, what good is porn unless, you know, you kill the bitch at the end? What the fuck?
I didn't realize they made anything other than snuff porn.
This is morbid. Oh, it can go nowhere, but...
You went your whole life, Nathier, you didn't even know. You know, there's porn where they don't kill the chick. Really?
Shut the hell up. I've never seen it.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I thought that's just what you do after you fuck a girl.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway.
See, the show's starting out awesome already.
Yeah, this is fucking great.
Nowhere to go but up from here.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is somewhere to go. Because next week, which is actually somewhat of an announcement, I guess a big announcement, fucking, we finally decided to let Rant Radio also stream the show. So, Stank, we don't need your server anymore.
I know.
No, we're only kidding. Because, you know, here's the thing. We're going to go on Rant, right? But they're only giving us an hour, and it's not like we have any leeway either, because we have a show coming on, like, right after us at fucking whatever it is, 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific. There's going to be a show. I forgot the name of it offhand. Doug might know it if he's on the line. Are you there, Doug?
Nah, he's not here.
Ah, fucker. But anyway, yeah, there's going to be a show coming on right after us, so we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do about that. Like, I'm not going to say that, okay, we're only going to do hour shows, because I don't know if I want to do that, because we could always stream longer on Hacker Radio, so.
They have you on the schedule already. They have the picture of the camel and the...
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific.
And yeah, they got a show right after. Stank, what's the name of that show that comes on?
Shoutbox.
Shoutbox, that's right, with somebody, Walker.
Regan Walker.
Regan Walker, yeah. Okay, so that's what's going to be coming on, like, right after Default on Rant Radio. So we're only going to have that hour.
And actually, there's a show after that Friday at 9.
Yeah, exactly. There's another one right after it.
Yeah, the Atlantic Bitch Slap. Richard and James.
And that apparently is a new show. Like, it's going to be premiering next week as well, you know, along with Default.
Yeah, they got a few. They've been putting a lot of new stuff on here lately, it looks like.
So, I don't know. Doug, I mean, we have to do something about that. Like, what are we going
to
do?
No, dude. To me, it looks like we set off the TGIF on Rant Radio.
Yeah,
it's true. But, So what are we going to do, Doug? We're going to put commercials, we're going to fucking end it and then come back and be exclusive on Hack Radio? What's going to go on?
Well, the idea that I had in mind was we end it for the hour on Rant Radio. We say, you know, later, blah, blah, blah. We
this ends our Rant Radio broadcast.
We close the music. You know, if you guys want to continue the stream, just go to defaultradio.com or whatever. You know, you play some music as a closer. And then if, you know, we want to go on, you know, more, which we usually do, then, you know, we just go on to DDP Hack Radio.
Then we come back, huh?
We come back in, yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's what we got to do, man. That's what we fucking got to do.
We also got to make an announcement. What about call-ins now? Because, I mean, this is Rant Radio, you know, like.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, are we going to continue our street wearing a bridge and everything for Rant Radio or what?
All right. That's the other thing, yeah. Not theory. Is that operational?
It's not set up this week. But
not set up this
week,
but it will be. Okay.
Next week it should be up and running.
Then hopefully next week, instead of having the fucking three-way the comp and shit like that, because to tell you the truth, me personally, I just don't like it. I'd rather have regular call-ins, you know? This show is already a fucking conference. We don't need to fucking actually...
Talk with Decoder west of the Rockies.
Right. But no, we're going to have a fucking actual call-in number. We're going to take calls. It's going to be one person at a time. You motherfuckers out there listening, you're going to have, like, questions. You're going to ask it, we're going to answer it, then you're going to hang up. That's it, right?
Yep.
It's about the size of it.
And while they're waiting, they'll get to hear a milliwatt.
Yeah, milliwatt on hold.
God.
No, it'll probably just ring.
You don't want to put music on hold?
If I put music on hold, though, it costs me bandwidth for each call. So if
people calling,
then the person who calls in isn't going to get a
put some, like, fucking MIDI or some shit.
No, it doesn't matter, man. The bandwidth is fixed.
Oh, okay, yeah. I hear you.
So, whatever.
So it's just going to ring and ring, won't it?
It'll just ring, whatever.
That's how it is with any real-life radio shows.
That's the way Off the Hook does it, and if they do it, it must be good.
Yeah, if Off the Hook does it.
Off the Hook does it, then.
That's what we're going to do. Yeah. We should just play the theme song for Off the Hook from now on.
Yeah.
I agree.
And
you know what I was thinking? I was thinking we should just use the Rolling Stones song, Off the Hook.
I've never even heard it.
You never heard the Rolling Stones, Off the Hook?
because you can't even find it. I swear to God, it's a
Yeah, it's a hard to find song, but I found it.
I say we just play the Bin Rip Radio theme.
We could do that.
Freakers,
I say we all just bite off of everything. That's what we do. That's what we should do. Let's just fucking bite off of everything.
Hey, that,
get like an Emmanuel Goldstein soundboard too, and make it pretend like he's like a host on the show.
Yeah.
He'll just agree to everything.
Be like, isn't that right, Emmanuel? And have him say, like, yeah, of course.
All right, Dakota, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear the little mongrel Teletubby that I sent you.
Oh, God, I played it last week. You want to hear it?
This isn't the last week yet, unfortunately.
God.
I love
it. So,
so awesome, man.
Say, how come I didn't get one of these things? What's going on? Everyone's got one but me. I feel so left out.
All right, we'll put
That's
you on the
us. Toys R Us.
You have to come down to the Haitian swap shop, man.
Yeah, you know, speaking of the Haitian swap shop.
No, no, seriously, I was going to get the Spider-Man phone because the bulby head Spider-Man was cooler looking, and the fucking Haitian swap shop people tried to fucking jack me on the price, man. They wanted $2 for the Spider-Man phone. See, when I bought it before the movie, when I bought the first it was $1. It was in the everything's $1 box.
Then a fucking movie comes out.
I went back. Yeah, now they wanted $2.
The Haitians know what they're doing, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, man. Try to rip me off, then.
Practically
I said,
like
no,
a
I'll take the little mutant Teletubby instead.
Yeah, I mean, for the people, you know, out there listening who don't know, this thing is a Teletubby, but it has a dog face for some reason.
Yeah, they can't use the actual licenses, so they kind of twist it a little bit, so it's not quite exactly the same, but...
What did the Spider-Man look like? Just had a big head?
Just had this giant... It wasn't like a bobblehead thing, but it was just this big circle of a head. I mean, it was obviously Spider-Man. I don't know how they... I'm sure they would have gotten sued if it were produced here.
What are you kidding me? That they're going to get sued in China?
China, that's where all the copyright violations, that's where all that stuff happens because they don't have copyright laws over there.
That's what I'm saying.
Force any of that stuff.
Got to get everything from China.
And most bootleg stuff comes through China, comes through Hong Kong.
That's it. Man, can you hear my radio in the background? It feels kind of loud.
Only barely.
I better turn it down a little.
Caller, could you please turn down to your radio?
Turn down the Slayer a little bit. Oh, man. But yeah, what was the two announcements. Fucking next week, April 20th. Oh, by the way, this is Default Radio episode what? 22? I think I forgot to say that.
Man, you're catching up to us.
Yeah, so 22, what the hell is today? April 16th. Yeah, there you go. So next week, April 23rd, fucking the simulcast. That's simulcast with a S1, I forgot, lead speak. Anyway. What the hell was I going to say? Okay, yeah, so yeah, simulcast, fucking call-ins, all that shit's going to happen next week, not this week. This week we really got nothing, I don't know.
You going to be live every week? You going back to a regular live all
Yeah, it's going
to
be live, man. I don't have time to fucking think about, like, actually recording a show and shit. I just come out here on Friday. If I have something, I have something. If it's enjoyable, it is. If it's not, whatever. Yeah, fuck it.
Does tonight fall into the whatever category?
Yeah, man, of course. You know, I've been busy all week, getting a lot of porn, filling up, you know, I got a fresh box. I need to fill it up with porn.
You are the Google hacksaw.
Oh, yeah, hacking Google, too. Don't forget about that. Or that other, did I send you the link for that other one?
I don't remember. I still have the topless gymnastics.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had, you know, I forgot what the URL for that was. Hold on a second.
We turned a freak into a hacker, man.
Yeah, speaking of Google hacking, let me pull this fucking thing out real quick.
That's what she said.
Is it? Did you? Speaking of things like that, Stank, did you see my new signature on your forums over there?
No, I haven't looked yet.
Oh, you might want to go take a look at that.
Oh, no. Probably don't.
No, you might want to take a look at that.
All right, let's
I made a nice post in a test post, whatnot.
All right, let's see.
Ah, fuck the URL. I can't find it. You want to hack Google, go do it yourself.
Let's see. I'm out there loving it, baby. I'm loving it.
Taken slightly out of context. They're not even completely in context.
It's all right. Taking stuff out of context is what makes it fun.
Exactly. So now what the fuck? I don't know. What are we doing today? Not there. You have anything? Because I don't.
I'm out there.
No, man. I've been fighting with fucking... Asterisk, that's about it. That's my life. That's all I do.
All I do is hack Google.
Oh, well, there you go.
You own...
What's that?
Hey, you find some good stuff. You know what I found today? Just now, as a matter of fact? I posted this shit to Hack and Slash. He didn't realize what it was until he fucking downloaded one of them.
What's that?
Fucking, let me see if I could pull it out. Ah, man, where the hell did I do with it? I found this one fucking Japanese site with a bunch of MP3s, right? And it was in a folder called Dictionaroki, right? And apparently, they make these songs using fucking Talking Dictionary. And, where the fuck is it? God damn it, I gotta get organized, I swear to fucking God. Motherfucker. Oh, here it is. But this is what I fucking ended up with when I downloaded the Ramones Blitzkrieg Bop. This is what fucking they gave me. Let me fucking... Come on, fucking Winamp. Piece of fucking shit.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Too long of a fucking intro.
The flying?
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey.
And apparently it's...
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
He's so hot.
All sorts of fucked up. They have a bunch of punk songs on there with the fucking Talking Dictionary. Pretty awesome.
Okay, then.
I hate punkers.
You hate what?
Punkers.
Punkers?
People that dress like punks or whatever they fucking want to go as.
What, nowadays? You mean fake punks?
Whatever, man. Just like, the chick's already ugly enough, so she's like going to dress in punk clothes, you know, to make herself even more ugly.
Yeah, but they listen to crap like fucking Good Charlotte or whatever.
They listen to the bands because, you know, I guess their dads listen to or whatever.
No, they don't. What do they listen to, fucking? You know, we should have used Dead Kennedys today. I don't know.
They listen to goddamn Ramones or some shit.
Only because they fucking... I don't even want to get into that.
They have patches of the bands and everything, and then you see these people with the patches of the Beatles, and they don't even know, like, a song off the band.
Nah, enough of that. Yeah, kids today, right, Doug?
Yeah, fucking kids. Damn noobs.
Yeah, fuck. Ah, man, you know, we got some email today, by the way.
Let's make a pact here that from now on, In real conversation, we will no longer use the word kids. Let's call all kids noobs from now on.
Noobs?
Hey, how are you noobs? How are you two little noobs?
Yeah, fucking noobs.
I'm going to do it on this TV show.
I'm going to do it just to freak people out.
Goddamn noobs.
Wow, your noob is getting so big lately. How old is he now?
How old is that little noob?
They're all smirched, though, really.
Oh, you know, this email actually relates to something. Stank, I wanted to ask you about the emails, the at default radio emails.
Yes.
Yeah, how many can we give out? Because I have a lot of requests for these things.
You
know what? We're not giving out any.
Hey,
I'm
just
so tired
want to know.
Of this.
We've had a lot of requests lately.
A lot of requests from?
From a lot of people, considering it's a lot of requests.
Really? Holy crap.
All sorts of people, everyone.
I don't think that there's... I don't know.
Seems like a touchy subject here that I'm breaking up.
Oh, I don't...
No, I mean... Does bandwidth really transfer through an email forward? Because I don't know.
Does what now?
Bandwidth, like, really transfers through an email forward?
Yeah, you can set up as many forwarding addresses as you want. I think it's unlimited if you're just setting up a forwarder.
Yeah, just forwards.
If you're just doing forwards, I think the system will make it unlimited, but if you go all crazy with it, then it's obviously going to start slowing the system down for everything. So
what's a good rule of thumb? Because I'm getting a lot of requests here.
You know, you probably can ease... I mean...
Keep it
really
under 2,000.
As many as you want. Just put it like that. As many as you want to do on forwarders. Just realize that if you actually set up accounts...
No accounts. Forwards.
Yeah, they're going to set up... They're going to take space and stuff.
Yeah,
like
there's only like one account.
There's only one... According to Doug, there's only one webmail account.
Yeah, that's fine. You can set up, you know, a couple webmail accounts and be safe, but just don't set up a whole bunch of them. And then we have run into this possible disk space.
Okay, right now, yeah, we have 60 email forwarders is what it looks like here on the thing.
Oh, it is? Okay, it is 60 is the limit?
No, it's 16. There's no unlimited. It didn't say unlimited or anything. It just says there's 16, and out of email accounts, there's one out of unlimited email accounts.
Right, I, it is set to. I set you guys up with Unlimited on it, but.
Yeah, operating system Windows 95.
Shut up. mute him out. Kick him back off.
Yeah, right, Doug. Well, Doug, you need to answer one more thing before you get the fuck out of here.
Since I get booted out of here.
did you ever fulfill these requests? For the emails?
I fulfilled some of them that were, like, necessary.
All right, well,
I got emails from people that are like, yo, give me an email address or I'll kill you. And I was like, later.
Tell them
if they want an email address, they have to fucking send you something, dude. Bribe them. Make them send you a fucking mutant Teletubby phone like I did.
Well, exactly. See, the people who I've given the okay to have reasons. So
right,
that's what
I
said last week. I was like, you want an email, you got to give me a reason why you deserve one, what you're going to do.
The one so far that over the week that I've given was Code Monkey has one, Quarter Duplex, and X-Blicked or whatever, Pro Trex as well, and G.I. Joe Kizzle, Deranged, The Midget, and that's all I can see right now. All right,
what about fucking Inhuman 4?
Who the hell is that?
Inhuman 4.
I don't know who that is.
He gets one.
Okay.
You forwarded me an email from him.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, man. Here, let me find it.
I don't know. I just like, okay, forward to Decoder
Default. You're an idiot, man. I think Inhuman _, here you go. This is an email from Inhuman 4 saying, hey, just send in to say that I'm interested in that email address you guys offered in the show. And if you could, I'd like my address to be inhuman_4@defaultradio.com. He gets one.
Okay.
He gave me access to his fucking FTP, so he gets one.
What was the subject title?
Email. Strangely enough.
Yeah, I see it here, yeah.
Yeah. All right?
Okay, I got it, yeah.
All right.
I'll do it right now.
Go do it, yeah, get on
Sir
that.
Sir Dunn.
Get on that right fucking now.
And Doug, I don't know if you've already done this or not yet, Doug, but by default, Spam Assassin is not turned on, so you might want to turn that on.
Yeah, you know, is that on my shit? Because I just got some spam today.
Well, you're still going to get some. It's not perfect, but...
It was high priority for penis enlargement. I was like, damn.
No, that wasn't spam. You requested it.
No way. Those don't work. I don't think. Yeah. All right. Inhuman has it. It's all done.
Would you say, Doug, they don't work? Get the fuck off of here, man.
No, Inhuman has one. It's all done.
Inhuman_4. Okay, Doug, can you go away now?
No, shut the hell up. You're always bitching that I should be on the show and everything.
Yeah, but then you talk too much. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, he's not bitching today, okay.
Well, not there. He finally spoke up. I was going to say.
Hey, I'm actually doing something, dude. I got a life, all right, other than your fucking show, bitch.
Yeah, not that he's not getting paid. What the fuck? He doesn't do anything you say. I'm not.
No, you want to just fucking hang up right now, please?
I'm not hanging up. Where's the spam assassin shit? Hold on.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What?
Anyway, we got some other emails. Fuck.
Is this the part of the show where you start making up emails?
Yeah, this one's from your biggest fan at AOL.com. Here's one from Citadel, and I guess it's a plug for Nauticon, but if you want, it says, yo, yo, meet Citadel, the elite hacker, live in person, www.nauticon.org, April 23rd to 25th in Cleveland.
And it was from Nauticon?
No, this was from Citadel.
From Citadel? Oh,
okay. So you could go meet Citadel. He's plugging Nauticon. He's going to be there. So if you're in Cleveland or if you're going to be in Cleveland the 23rd to 25th, which I guess is, what, next weekend? Then, yeah, go fucking meet him. Big shout to Citadel. Fucking some from Kizzle. About
like
the conference.
Picture,
no, yeah, we're not going to do the conference anymore, Kizzle. I'm sorry. Kizzle wants us to after, we should keep this to the conference three-way on the show so it could be a default after party. Well, you know what happens after the show? I hang up. So, I mean, I don't know, man.
Did you see that picture he sent us?
Yeah, he gave that to me, dude. I'm the one who showed it to you.
Well, I got it in an email, that's all.
Alright, whatever, man. The one with the chick?
Yeah.
So was it up on, did he get an email?
Yeah, he already has one.
Okay, is that picture up on the site?
No, where do you want it?
On the site?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you put it in place of the black SpongeBob?
Alright.
I think that joke's kind of over now.
Yeah, I thought that came out of the ashes from nowhere.
Yeah. Well, I figured, you know, people forgot about the black SpongeBob, and I thought I'd bring him back.
Uh-huh.
I felt bad for him. We're going to make t-shirts.
Psycho.
Wow, this is really going well.
Wait, how about more emails? Did you say had more?
Oh, yeah, we got another email. This one's another request for an email forward.
Well, I don't think we need to read all those on the air.
No, well, it's a big one, so I'm just going to read it. I think it kind of... Oh, he's doing a mirror, too. Okay, yeah, he gets one. This is another one, Doug. Fade. P-H-A-D-E.
Okay.
All right, he gets one. What the fuck? Okay, and it reads, yo, how's it going? I want fade@defaultradio.com. As for a reason, I'm best friends with Quarter Duplex, No Name Brand, Inhuman 4, and a few others that listen to you. Coincidentally, we have a website at Hyperlink. Oh, no, that's not what he wrote. That was just something that got forwarded in the HTML. www.10calhost.tk. Is that a 1 or a fucking L? Holy shit. Fucking ASCII. God damn it. It's supposed to say localhost in lead speak, so I don't know. I can't fucking read. Anyway. If you want a better reason than that, I have a file if you want. It's a big-ass list of cereals I decided to put together. Oh, I'm always looking for cereals. So maybe some for this fucking Flash FXP fucking shit.
Oh, yeah, the lead chisel.
Yeah, that shit doesn't work for me for some things,
what?
By the way. It fucking denies my connection on shit that I could connect to on fucking Firefox.
Weird.
Yeah, it's fucking odd. It's just connection fucking denied. I open up a browser, I go right into it, no problem. Any fucking way. So yeah, he's fucking, he got mirror up, what's his name, Fade, at localhost.tk in LeetSpeak. I would assume L0CALH0ST, but those might be fucking ones. I can't fucking read. I need glasses, man. I think.
There's a picture.
What are you talking about?
What? No, not you.
What the fuck? Are you just talking to yourself?
No,
he's doing another show at the same time he's doing this one.
Yeah, right? What the fuck is going on, man?
I'm on the Howard Stern show. Hold on.
Shut the fuck up, man. I'm completely fucking off today, but you know what? I don't fucking care. God damn it. I'm pissed off about... Where the fuck are my cigarettes? That's what I'm going to do. Have a nice, healthy, refreshing cigarette.
I just hopped on to check my email. I can read a couple of mine if you want.
Yeah, why don't you read some of your emails, Stank?
Here's one. Get Hydrocone or Soma, two of the best painkillers out, and other popular meds. Valium,
nice.
Xanax, Cialis.
Where can you get this?
You want me to share the URL?
Oh, yeah.
You can see, I figured you'd be the one to ask with all these drugs. See, I don't even know what half of these are.
Well, I do them all at once.
At the same time?
Oh, yeah.
What is Soma? I really don't, I've never heard of that before. Honestly.
Soma, man. It's the shit.
What is it, painkiller?
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of it.
Nah, me neither, actually.
Well,
okay,
he
has one.
Waiting for this one. Worried about having a tiny little dick. Yes, I am!
I know, man. That's like worried.
This is great! Cialoprin, the world's most effective male enhancement pill. And see, you know, and this is great because I've talked about this on Bin Rev Radio before about how they get around the filters. Pill is P-I-1-1.
Yeah, yeah, it's always like that, man. They fucking give you the lead speak and you're goddamn... Now I can't even tell what's spam, what's from some K-Lee Taxel, or I don't fucking know anymore.
Yeah, they spell Dicky, D-I-C-C-K-Y.
Motherfuckers.
They even misspell the word effective. They know exactly which words in there need to be misspelled to get around the filters.
Yeah, I remember that episode of Ben Rad. That was a while ago.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's a long time ago.
Still going on.
Yeah, of course. It's going to keep going on. You ain't going to stop spam.
Nope.
There's going to be no do not spam list. These people are doing shit illegal anyway. What the fuck? You're going to get it, you're going to deal with it, you're just going to delete it and shut the fuck up about it.
But hackers and freakers are the problem of the world.
That's it. It's all the hackers that are doing the spamming, not the freakers. They're not doing anything. All
right, how about Fentermine? I can't read this.
No idea.
Never heard of that one?
Nope.
I thought you were the drug lord, man.
Right. I don't pop pills, man. I do real drugs.
Oh.
I bang smack into my veins, baby.
If you can't mainline it, it's not worth doing.
That's it. Bang it. That's it.
Ambien, I don't know.
No idea.
You'll probably get an email after this episode of people telling you all about them now.
Hopefully. I want to know about these things, man. I never really did pills, but that's what I hear the freaking noobs are doing these days. That's what I hear these whippersnappers are up to. They don't want to do normal stuff, like, you know, I guess they're not hardcore enough to blow some lines.
And get Vicodin delivered by FedEx.
You know, that shit doesn't work on me for some reason. I took about 10 of them one time. Nothing.
10, huh? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean,
did you watch it down with Everclear? Everclear is the key. That's the fucking... That's
oh,
the
you gotta watch... Do they sell Everclear in New York, bro?
Yeah, they do.
No, the real, actual 199-proof Everclear.
Actually, I may have bought it in Jersey last time.
All right, because you know what? When I was in Connecticut, I went to a fucking liquor store, and they had something called Everclear, but it wasn't Everclear.
I saw something that was called Everclear. There was like 100 proof. I was like,
yeah.
How the fuck is it Everclear if it's 100 proof?
Exactly.
Fucking God.
So I don't even know if they sell it in New York. I never really had the, never really cared to go get some Everclear, you know. I could just kill myself, you know, with a gun or something. I don't need to drink myself to death.
Now, the last time I tried it, I thought the person bought it in New York, but we were in Jersey at the time, so they may have picked it up after they got
it. Yeah,
they
probably picked it up in Jersey. Anything goes in Jersey.
Except for pumping your own gas, because people are too stupid to pump their gas.
I can't fucking believe there's two states in this country, two, where it's all full service. Jersey and somewhere else that I forget.
See, I was just going to ask you where. God damn,
I don't
know,
man.
Know.
Arizona? I don't know. There's
maybe
one other fucking Utah? I think it's Utah. Do you know about this thing?
No, I say, what do you mean all full service?
There's no, like, you know, when you pull into a gas station, into the filling station, and you got self-serve and you got full-serve, like maybe a Mobil or an Exxon, and it's more money for the full-service?
Right.
Yeah, well, in New Jersey, it's all full-serve. There's no pumping your own gas.
They're exaggerating, right?
No.
No, and they get pissed off if you do it.
Yeah, exactly. They get pissed. I remember the first time, before I even knew about this, I think I was like 17, I drive over the George Washington Bridge right into fucking Fort Lee, New Jersey. I pull off the exit because I figure, shit, I'm going to get gas here. It's a little cheaper than New York. I pull right off the exit right into a fucking Getty or some bullshit. I get out the fucking car, start pumping it. This dude comes out fucking running and yelling like, no. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, there's no self-serve, full-serve. And fucking he's the one who told me. It's New Jersey state law.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
State law.
I can't even remember the last time I saw a full-service pump.
That's what I'm saying. There's one other state. I'm thinking it's Utah. I want to say Utah. Somebody might have to use the all-knowing power of Google to find out, but I think it's Utah. No, Google finds everything.
That's okay.
Google finds naked gymnastics. Damn, I wish I had the fucking URL for that shit. Everybody, your life isn't complete without watching naked gymnastics.
Did you ever watch it?
Yeah, man. Or topless gymnastics. I'm sorry. This was not full nudity, so.
No, there was.
Apparently, you could drink at this.
It was some dude. It was weird.
It wasn't full nudity.
That was like some private show. I don't know what that was.
I think it came out of the Ukraine, which is where that all comes from.
Oh, that was some weird...
No, it did have some, like, Afghanistani music playing in the background.
Yeah, it was some kind of... I don't know what was going on.
That was Osama bin Laden, one of his many wives at the gymnastics tournaments.
Oh.
Damn, what the fuck was the URL? I forgot, man. God damn it. Actually, you know...
I guess.
Show notes. I keep saying I'm going to have show notes, and I never have them.
Yeah.
Every time.
It's a weakness, dude. Don't do it.
Yeah, but you know what? Even if I had show notes, it wouldn't matter. Because I didn't know that you were going to bring up the naked gymnastics thing.
Yeah, well.
Just those type of things come out. I can't have everything on hand here, you know.
It was memorable. What can I tell you? It was memorable.
I know. I'm telling you. There was some other good stuff on that.
Oh, I know. You were pissed because of the...
Yeah, the fake Paris Hilton, but it was...
Luckily, I caught that before you downloaded it.
Yeah, and I went and downloaded Hack TV instead.
Woot!
Oh, yeah. And you know the one thing about Hack TV, Stank?
What's that?
I always thought you were black.
Yeah, I am.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't black in the Hack TV?
Who said
that albino.
Was me?
Oh, you're an albino.
I think that was an actor playing me.
Oh, that was just like Doug said, that was an actor with just your voiceover.
Exactly.
I see how it is.
I'm much better looking in real life.
Oh, man. So that's an exclusive right here on Default Radio. That was an actor portraying the role of Stank Dog. You got a very famous Shakespearean actor.
It was very difficult to work with. In between takes, it was all like, Bloody hell! I'm playing the stag dog character.
You're
what
bloody...
is it all about, anyway?
Bloody wake up.
Oh, man.
Okay, now, wait a minute. See? That just paints a really disturbing picture in my mind. I don't want to think about a bloody wanker ever. I don't even want to think about ever getting blood on my wanker.
It happens.
Near my wanker.
It
I don't want
sometimes.
Even red near my unit.
It happens sometimes.
I just try to keep it, you know, as blood-free as possible.
So thoughts about that and about, like, problems such as, like, one of our favorite weightlifters encountered?
Oh, man.
Those type of things don't do it for you?
No.
They just rub you the wrong way, huh?
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah.
Oh, man. What the fuck is this show about again?
I don't know. Everything being on default? I don't know what that has to do with the weightlifter.
I don't know, but you know what, though? I don't like phones anymore. I'm getting sick of them.
It's turning you into an hacker, man.
People call me on them and shit. I don't want to do that shit. I'm on one right now. I just don't like it.
Yeah, fuck phones.
Fucking phones, man.
Phones are for noobs.
Yeah, phones are for noobs. Fuck that. Oh, man. God damn it. Wow, are the fucking Boston Red Sox winning? Yes, they are. Fuck them. What a horrible game.
They're playing the Yankees, right?
Yeah, of course they are.
You gonna fight? They always fight. They got bad blood between them.
They should. Well, that's because, you know, Boston is... been losers ever since, I don't know, 1905, something like that. So a good 100 years run, sucking cock. It's not bad. Ah, oh, man. Dead silence.
Yeah.
You forget that we're doing a radio show here?
Yeah, we're doing if people listen, this is live, right?
You say you're saving the good stuff for your premiere next week on...
Yeah, you know what? We actually are. You know, it may sound stupid, but we have to fucking plan something good for that, and that's what we've been doing. So then when today's show came around, I'm like, damn, it's fucking Friday?
Like, oh, yeah, we have a Friday before that. Fuck.
Yeah, you know?
You know what's going to happen? The whole hour is going to suck, and then when we leave Rant Radio and we're just on DDP...
It's going to get good. It's going to get real good. No, we're gonna figure something out. Something will happen next week. But, yeah, I don't know. For the people listening right now, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I think we probably have Rant Radio listeners actually probably listening to us right now.
Probably. Fuck them.
DDP Hack Radio is the backup plan. We're like the replacement bitch. In case you get kicked off of Rant Radio, you can always come back for a booty call to DDP Hack Radio.
Well, I don't know.
You're on Rant Radio, too, you know. I mean, DDP, yeah, and at Rant Radio.
I don't know, Frank. We originally, like, I don't know, like months ago, we were going to be on Rant Radio. We decided against it for some, I forgot why.
I think Lucky said that. Like, you didn't want to do the commercials or something.
No, I tell you the truth, I forget why we decided against it. But then we just said, fuck it, I don't care.
Where is Lucky?
Lucky's being a little bitch. He's at, like, some DEFCON DC 213 meeting, I think.
Will he be back in time, maybe, to hop on?
I don't know. He's an idiot. We don't want him on the show anymore, to tell you the truth.
You hire and fire people every week.
That's it? Well, not there, he doesn't do anything. He just sits here.
Yep.
Doing other stuff.
It says, yep, an asterisk. That's his only words.
Yeah, we could just use a Not Theory soundboard for that.
Perfect. Saved me a lot of time. I can get back to what I need to do.
You're doing it now, motherfucker.
And every once in a while, you hear me.
He's just using, like, a headset to talk to us.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
It's not like anybody else has got anything exciting to talk about, so don't give me shit.
I got plenty of stuff exciting to talk about. I just don't want to talk about it.
Hey, you can talk about that link that Doug sent me to after the last time I was on.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah,
not that again.
You're going to talk about that nasty...
Not fucking... No.
What the hell are you talking about?
No.
What did I send you? I forget. I got to go check the log.
You got a log.
Gotta be careful what you say with these guys because they log everything.
Yeah, I log everything, man. I have like
my privacy, you bitches.
I have fucking 2 gigs of AIM logs.
And come on and bitch about the Patriot Act, you hypocritical bastards.
I don't bitch about anything. That's just made up. I just pretend to be that like that. I think we need more government.
Oh.
I think the government needs to hold my hand every step of the way when I take a leak.
Shake your dick after you piss.
That's it. I need it.
I thought that was Doug's job.
Oh,
burn!
Oh, God.
So wrong.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to say, though, just so I could give Doug some more shit. You know, Doug, I was going to send you some stuff for Doug TV.
Yeah?
But it's not. It's going to go to Hack TV now. By the way.
Oh, come on. I love Doug. Doug loves. I love just messing with Doug.
You know what? You're the one that sent me that Boost Mobile commercial with these old ladies. I'm like, that's already used on, like, actual television. Why the fuck would I want that?
Just because, man. It's about phones.
Hey, why don't you give Doug a minute? Why don't you explain what Doug TV is about?
I can't.
You can't? Why?
It's a secret.
Because the director won't let me.
Oh, you mean because you don't know what it's going to be about yet? You just want to have
actually,
it.
I do know what it's going to be about, but I'd rather not talk about it on this crappy radio show.
Fuck you. Get up. Can you hang up yet or what?
Because
you're not getting payphone drive-by. You're not getting it.
Aw, fuck you.
You're not getting it.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, Matthew, are you up for that?
I hope, and we'll do default TV.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
Are you up to do that little segment there we were going to do for Doug TV? I never told you about that?
Doug TV, it'd be for default TV.
I never told you about payphone drive-by?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, dude, we're going to go out with a shotgun, and we're going to, like, shoot payphones.
Oh, yeah, let's do it, man. Hopefully,
like mailbox baseball? About.
Yeah, payphone drive-by.
No, all Doug TV is going to be is, like, the same thing as Hack TV, except I'm going to splice in Ramsey from The Broken into it.
Just put him in there.
And I'm going to voice over Stink's voice.
God.
It'd be funny if you actually could contact Ramsey and say you're a fan and getting to come over and be on the show.
It'd be like, hey, you want a promotion from $0 to 1 cent.
Oh, man.
What's up, my hacker biatches?
Wow, this is real fun. Do we have any listeners? Who's listening right now?
Let me check.
Yeah, go check. Because they're really pissed, I bet.
not Siri's not listening.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not even paying attention. I don't see anybody else could be listening.
I know, man. It's horrible. It's fucking horrendous.
17.
Oh, God, that's so bad.
You got to write 17 personalized letters of apology for this steaming episode.
Every month or so, we do an episode like this. I don't know why. I don't know how it happens.
Just coincidentally, I'm on them.
Yeah.
I guess that makes me the weakest link here.
That's it. It's got to be. It's because you're out there on Hack TV hacking cars. Nobody likes that.
Because hacking's all about computers.
Yeah, well, you know, I could never understand that, man. I just don't understand it. I mean, people just have you got to have like the fucking attitude about it. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna hack anything, man.
Hack the planet.
You have to. Hack it. I was... Oh, man. I don't even think I want to get into that either. Because I was talking to Hack and Slash about how God's a hacker.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because, he came up with the code for the universe.
Complex code, I must add.
Yeah, we're all just programs. That's it. He's the K-lead hacker.
God wrote the Matrix?
Yeah, exactly.
On which we all live.
And I have to say, since I'm anti-civilization... I gotta say, the original fucking GUI is a lot better than the one we made.
Well, civilization is anti-decoder, so don't worry about it.
Exactly. I know. By design.
I took the blue pill.
But, if God is a hacker, then there has to be a way to get some, like, root on the universe, but I don't think it's possible.
That'd be fucking sweet.
I don't think it's possible, man.
You'd be like Superman.
Like Superman. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You'd be like Super Root Man.
What I always want to say about Superman is how come when he couldn't just like make time go backwards? Why do you have to fly backwards to do that? That kind of doesn't make any sense.
That wouldn't even work anyway. Come on now. That's been beaten to death.
It doesn't make any sense.
You're flying backwards and all of a sudden like the whole fucking universe goes, the whole world goes backwards. I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that.
You know what? That whole entire movie was good except for that fun fucking scene. That
know,
ruined
man.
The whole damn movie.
Yep. Fucking Superman. He's a noob.
Yeah, he is. He doesn't know fucking powers for shit.
He doesn't know anything, man. That's fucking Superman for you.
If you're Superman and you have all that power, you use it for evil.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes without saying, right?
I mean, no one can kill you. No one can get you. Run life your way.
Yeah, that's
odd.
I don't know if I'd use it for evil, but you gotta at least use it for pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't.
At least use it for personal growth and personal gain.
I know, man. I don't understand.
No, I'd go for the pure out fucking evil.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Just ruin people's lives, you know? Whatever.
Fuck
somebody talks
up.
With you, that's
your
it.
Your life's
fucking
perfect. Why ruin it?
Oh, man.
Saving my ass for, like, some Chinese bitch.
Nah, I say some evil. What about Chinese?
Get my cat out of the tree or some shit. I don't know.
So can you hang up yet?
Yeah, I'll hang up later.
Get out of here, man.
Everything is always up. Hey, I was going to call the voice now, though. For you.
Fine.
Maybe Superman can fly back in time and restart the show.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. There's only, like, two messages on there. One from, like, me and Lucky and you because someone three-waited on the con talking about Smurfs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know.
And then there's...
Oh, no, not the Smurf shit again, please.
Dude,
just because you don't... all I'm saying is that the Smurfs are fucking lead. I don't know why anybody doesn't notice this shit. The Smurfs are fucking lead.
No, we've been through this. This fucking sucks.
What are you talking about? I thought we came to the conclusion that the Smurfs are lead.
Yeah, we came to the conclusion that their language wouldn't work.
No, the language fucking works.
No, it
works.
Doesn't work.
It works perfectly.
It works, okay, but there's restrictions.
Smurf that shit. It works perfectly.
Yeah, you're smurfing crazy.
It works. So, yeah, Doug, smurf the voicemail up.
Can't he just smurf the Smurf?
Well, you wouldn't use it like that because you can't use smurf twice in a fucking sentence. That's a fucking double smurf.
Damn.
Double smurf. Wait a minute, speaking of double smurf, you don't think Smurfette got double smurfed a couple times?
She had to have.
Oh, definitely.
She had to have been a gangbang, man. She was the only fucking smurf.
Hey, we're smurfing all these numbers, seriously. Some fucking lamer that you learn how to dial the phone. Congratulations.
Yeah, that one guy, that sounded pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that? Change your F-word to smurf every time you try to say it.
This 333 town, join them into another conference.
Shut the fuck up.
That was great.
Yo, man, you better not come to Hope, because I'm going to smurf your ass up, man.
I'm smurfing out to New York, bitch.
Hey, we can be default
radio. All right, enough of that shit.
Yeah, enough of that shit. It's fucking bullshit. Who recorded that shit, man? Oh, did we lose everyone? Hello?
No.
No answer.
Maybe we did lose everyone.
All right, Doug. Good, you hung up. Good. Great. Finally. Any fucking way.
Yeah, anyway.
I guess you're the winner by default. The boat!
Woohoo!
The two sweetest words in the English language! Default! Default!
Yo, this is 813. Keep up the good show. Late.
That's it.
Oh, dude, you know, I completely forgot about that. Why didn't we fucking use that for, like, an intro, fucker?
Yeah, that was good.
What the fuck?
Yes, there was a Cessna one on there. That was on there.
Oh, we used Cessna for the intro?
Yeah.
A motherfucker? You could have saved that, though, for another one.
Other Smurfer.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What's a Smurf?
Fucking Doug. I'm going to check the voicemail from now on. Doug, I'm going to change the password on that. You don't have access to that shit anymore. Fucking idiot. Did he just drop?
Yep.
Awesome. He's going to go change it himself. Ah, yeah. Man, this show really does suck. Like, it's not something that I just say, like, as a joke, like, oh, the show sucks. You know, it really does.
Gonna have to make it much better next week for that show.
What, for Rant Radio?
Yeah. Or better yet, just fucking quit doing the show this week and fuck Rant Radio over. There you go.
Want to? I've been wanting to fucking quit this show for like months, man.
It's up to you, man. It's your
show. Look what happened to Default Daily.
Yeah, what did happen to Default Daily?
I was like, yo, this fucking... I can't do this shit anymore. I just couldn't do it, man. It was just too much.
You never call me anymore to do the show.
Yeah, I was into it, and then I was like, you know what? This is whack.
Yeah.
And nobody really has said anything to me about it except for Tron. Tron's the only one who said anything. He's like, man, how come you don't do Default Dale anymore? Nobody else has said anything, so I just figure it sucked. That's all I can go on now.
Tron seems to notice everything like that instantly.
Yeah, Tron is like, he's out there right now listening, you know what I'm saying? And he was pretty pissed about the fact that Default Dale had gone away.
Is he going to call me a fascist again?
He apologized for that, didn't he?
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know if he did to you, but he told me to tell you. Did I ever tell you?
So every time, I can call you a fuckhead every time I want to, as long as I say sorry after it?
Yeah, that's you know, the Christian way.
He called you, wait, why did he call you a fascist?
Banning people on the forums.
Banning from the forums, I think.
Yeah. All right. I mean, you are a fascist, but, you know, don't take offense to it.
Well, I know. I guess I should take it as a compliment.
Oh, yeah? Oh, man.
What is this, in theory, what is this, problem you have with eBay?
It's fucking, people just don't know how to pack shit. They really don't. I got shit that, like, they put the stuff in the box, and they fill it, like, three-quarters of the way with packing peanuts, and they don't realize that as the box shakes around and gets shipped, that all the packing peanuts are going to shift to one side, and then it's going to get dropped on the other side, and then your shit's going to be broken. So, I thought I had two channel banks that were broken, but it turns out only one of them's broken. So I still got to get in touch with that guy. But it's 100-and-something bucks down the fucking tubes if it doesn't work, and he doesn't give me my fucking money back.
You got to sue him.
I should sue him. I should just drive to his house and kill him.
Where does he live?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay. Let's find out, shall we? Give me that return address. We'll send some of the default radio listeners out there if he's too far.
Okay. Sounds good.
God, what the fuck? What is... Okay. Deny. Okay. I fucking hate this firewall.
You have any elite default radio shit planned for Hope?
Hope?
Hope.
Oh, yeah.
The conference in New York.
Fucking do something for that? Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I was going to set up an asterisk box and do some shit there, do some demos, but I don't know.
Why don't you do a panel on that shit?
I'm thinking I'm too lazy for that.
I was going to do a panel on how not to fucking do a radio show.
Do a live episode of Default Radio from Scores.
We should.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
I don't know, though. I don't got the fucking money to be... I don't want to pay to see fucking pussy. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just like, to tell you the truth, I think when I was younger that was all cool and everything, but right about now, like, I'm not paying to see it, to fuck it, to do nothing. They're going to pay me, if anything.
Well, depends on which ones you go to. I think you deserve to be paid. I've seen some pretty...
Oh, man, yeah, I've been to some bad places too, Stank. Don't even... I know Not Theory has.
Oh, I've been to some fucking terrible places.
Well, that's because you go to... Who goes to a strip club in the Bronx? Like, I mean...
Dude, I do. Dude, it's an experience. It was a fucking awesome time. The girls were skanky as hell, but it was a fucking awesome time.
Oh, I bet it was, but I'm saying, like, you gotta know, like, just beforehand that they're gonna be fucking ugly.
Dude, I didn't walk in and be like, man, this place is gonna be better than Scores. No, I was like, yo, this fucking place is a ghetto dungeon with people fucking with guns all over the place. It's awesome.
Oh, so, God.
That's how I looked at it.
I hear you, man.
I had fun. Same shit with the strip clubs in Albany. There's only one nice one in Albany, and the rest of them are fucking dungeons.
Yo, there's some bad ones in Jersey.
You gotta pay extra for stretch marks.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Double for cesarean scars.
Yeah, they would have to pay me to fucking look at them, I swear to God. They really would. They should have, like, the reverse strip club. We'll get all these fucking skanky hoes that think they're hot because they strip. But that's the best. They think they're hot. Like, in their head, they're fucking hot. Where do they come up? Who fucking further propagates this fucking thoughts that they're fucking good looking? Because they're not.
I don't know.
Fuck, because guys give them money. They're like, well, I must be hot. Guys give me fucking money. That's what I'm saying. Fuck all this. Women should get naked for free.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, and you're only furthering this miscarriage of justice by paying them to do it.
See, that should be the theme of the show.
You know, women got naked for free for you. They danced on tables for free until they found out that guys would pay them.
Yeah.
It's guys' fault that strippers fucking exist, because before strippers existed, the women at a bar, they would just fucking get drunk, and they would take their clothes off, get up on the bar, and start fucking dancing. And this is how strippers came to be. This was their inception, right? And then some fucking moron fucking liked it so much he decided to put some money in the bitch's fucking, in her fucking panties. And then all of a sudden, fucking a big light bulb popped up over her head, and she's like, wow, I could just charge for this shit. Then it became this whole fucking industry. Screw that.
We've got to go back in time like Superman and kill this one.
I got to fly back around the earth, make sure that guy don't give this bitch money, and then that'll stop everything, man.
Why don't you bring me up to speed on the Smurf conversation since I'm...
Oh, please, no, come on, anything
the
else.
The Smurf language, I think, I think it's much simpler than any other language, and it works. And I think that we should use it instead of English.
Going in the word Smurf in place of any other word.
Yeah, exactly. But incorrectly pointed out that you cannot use double Smurfs. You can't use Smurf twice in a sentence, otherwise...
Oh, other than that, are we talking about any word, or are we talking about just verbs?
No. It verbs,
no.
Adjectives...
Yeah,
something
can be Smurfy.
Yeah, and perhaps adverbs and pronouns, I would say no, but I don't know what a pronoun is, so I don't know yet.
He, she.
Okay, no pronouns.
Okay, so nothing noun related.
Yeah, no, but adjectives and verbs.
Smurf in and of itself is a noun. Look at that Smurf.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's a different story because you're describing a Smurf, a physical thing.
All right, how about look at the size of the Smurfs on her?
No. You would say, you couldn't say that. That'd be no good.
No good?
Nope.
You could say her cans are Smurfing huge.
Yeah, you can say that. I'd be like, I'd like to Smurf her once or twice.
I thought it wasn't a black Smurf.
Well, they were all blue, so that's why.
I thought they didn't have a Smurf with, like, an afro or something. When was the Smurfs in the 70s, right?
I don't even know, man. No, the Smurfs were invented a little bit before that, but I don't even know, man. They didn't make that cartoon until later. Fuck, I don't really know my Smurf history. I'm sorry.
Man, I thought you were a Smurf expert.
Nah.
You got it in your avatar, and you know their language, but you're not a Smurf expert.
Just a Smurfing noob.
Besides the...
Smurf you.
Yeah, Smurf that, man. Smurf it all.
I bet we're Smurf as cans.
I don't know, but you know what I gotta say? Smurf the planet.
Oh, man.
Did Smurfette have tits? Yeah, she must have had tits. It wasn't just the long hair that made her a female, huh?
I hope so.
I don't remember, man.
And she pranked around in a song, too.
It may have just been one of the Smurfs grew his hair long. He was just like hippie Smurf.
All I remember is those type of fucking cartoons, right? They're really inconsistent with, and not just the Smurfs. This is, you know, a lot of cartoons fucking screwed up like this. Like, sometimes the Smurfs would be one size compared to Gargamel. And the next minute, they'd be, like, a different size. Sometimes they'd be, like, up to his fucking halfway up his knee. And the next minute, he's, like, holding one, and it's, like, as big as his finger. You know what I'm saying? I think the sizing was a little inconsistent. They used to say...
Only you would notice that.
Well, they used to say that the Smurfs were three apples high. That was the original size of them. But it's just a little inconsistent. I mean, it was the same. Remember that cartoon, fucking Jabberjaw?
Jabber, 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 jaw.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, sometimes, like, Jabberjaw would ride in the back of the fucking Jeep with them, but then, like, the fucking next minute, he's out scaring somebody, and he's, like, as big as a fucking building. Like, I just don't get it, man.
Yeah.
I don't get it. He rides in the Jeep with them, the next minute he's, like, 50 times as tall as another person. It's like, I don't get this shit. If he was that big in the originally, he couldn't fit in the car with them.
Yeah, and plus... Dude was stupid. Jabberjaw was not very smart.
Same thing with Grape Ape. There was another size inconsistency.
I mean, that's like a fucking... That's
like
the opposite of Mensa.
Man. Yeah, right?
Jabberjaw was a stupid ass.
Yeah, but he was like a shark or whatever, you know?
I don't know how he had enough... I don't know how he had enough IQ to just breathe. Or swim. I mean, he was like really, really dumb.
I don't know. Jabberjaw was lead, I think. I don't judge people on what they know. I judge them on how entertaining they are.
I used to watch... You know what else? I used to like... You ever watch Speed Buggy?
Oh, yeah.
Speed Buggy was the bomb diggy, boy.
That was fucking... Yeah.
That was some good stuff.
They don't have shit like that anymore. You know what the kids watch now?
Tunes anymore.
They... You know what they... I don't even know what they watch, man. What do they fucking watch? Pokemon?
I don't know what they watch anymore. It's all...
It all sucks, though. I'll tell you that much. Nothing good like that.
Batman, I think that's the only thing that's even, like, made new now.
They don't make nothing anymore. Fucking, it's garbage.
Play Japanese cartoons in the morning or Discovery Channel shit.
It's a lot of horse shit. They don't watch Grape Ape. It's really fucking sad.
Or the Laugh Olympics. What happened to the Laugh Olympics?
You know,
Olympics?
I was thinking about the Laugh Olympics just the other day.
Dude, that was, like, my favorite cartoon when I was little.
Hell fucking yeah.
I would have my little stank ass. I'd, like, flip the couch over and make my own little obstacle course. They'd be racing along. I'd be fucking crawling under the couch and shit and leaping through flaming hoops. It was good stuff, man. That was, like, fucking interactive and stuff.
Yeah, they don't have shit like the Laugh Olympics anymore. You know what else they don't have? They don't have radio shows about phones anymore either.
I know. What happened to those?
I don't know, man. They kind of wanted
to die. They never had any.
There were never any?
Never.
This show was about phones for a good, like, 10 episodes.
Yeah,
then
I think
just,
so.
Yeah, then we ran into shit to talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
Because what is there to phones, you know? Dial a number?
Yeah, I would fucking, I'd make all kinds of international calls right now, but my PBX is fucked up.
Yeah, well, you know, we could fucking call that one girl in Japan we talked to.
You probably still know her number.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be, you want to dial it?
Let's do something, phone.
I can't.
Oh, God damn it. All right.
The only way I can do it is if I call back, but do the whole thing over VoIP.
What the hell was her number? Wait a second. 011-813-3423. Was she on the Honda fucking exchange?
She was in the low eights, from what I remember.
8150?
53, I think.
I thought she was 50. Well, isn't 8123 Honda?
I don't know. I thought she was 53. That's all I can say.
I thought she was 50.
We dropped the chick stocks. God damn it.
I thought she was 50. Oh, yeah, she's old now.
Yeah, she's definitely.
Dude, that was the best call. Do you have that recorded or what?
I do have that recorded, I think.
Oh, man, could you play it over the line? Just that's something phone-related. That shit was, man, she was the best.
Dude, you know how that recording is, like, multiple hours long. And that's
damn. Well, you got something to do now, not
Dude, I always have shit to do.
You got to find that 2 minutes there where I was talking to the Japanese lady. Oh, dude, you know it's fucking worth it.
Yeah, no, I know it is.
That shit is fucking worth it, man. She was on it, too. She fell in love with me.
She was all over your cock.
She did. She was ready for some bukkake.
I want to hear it now.
Oh, it is fucking so great, Stank. You don't even know.
When was this?
This was like a couple of weeks ago. Not Deary and I were calling,
just random international numbers.
Yeah, we got like the king of fucking the Swaziland or something.
The king?
Yeah, I might have it.
Yeah, we called the king of Swaziland.
No, we called,
Oh, what was that one guy's name? The king of Iceland?
No, not Swaziland. We called, I think the king of Lesotho and the king of Malawi.
What was the king of Lesotho's name? Jar Jar or something?
I don't know. I think you're thinking of the guy from Greenland. He was like...
Oh, fucking him.
Hans Garagel or something.
No, he had a fucked up first name.
It sounded like fucking monster noises. It wasn't a real name, dude.
Wasn't his first name, I think, is the same name as one of the guys from Mayhem.
I could find that right now, actually.
Yeah, the king of the prime minister or something. He had a fucked up first name, man.
Yeah, let's find
we were calling all sorts of fucking international numbers. And for some reason, the prime minister of Iceland has his number listed.
You know what would be a good idea? Maybe you should actually call those on the show sometime.
Yeah, you know, we should.
Instead of
What we were trying to do was get a list of numbers that we could call back, you know, and do cool shit with.
Oh,
okay. The Prime Minister of Greenland's first name is Gromlins.
Oh, yeah. Gromlins.
Gromlins.
See, I was thinking that the guy in Mayhem, I think his name was Count Grishmosh or something, so it's kind of the same. Not as good as Gromlins. You don't remember that band, Mayhem?
No, not really.
You don't remember Mayhem? Mayhem was the most hardcore band of all time.
Electric Mayhem rocked.
Oh, you guys don't know Mayhem? Mayhem is the band where the freaking one of the dudes, like, goddamn, killed the other dude. Like, the singer killed the bass player, and then the fucking guitarist ate the bass player's brain.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude, these are some, like, fucking crazy Norwegian fucking death metal guys. Like, you know how death metal is supposed to... If people don't know, for people who don't really know, like, fully what death metal is, it's supposed to be taken as humorous. Like... The satanic or the imagery with, like, fucking, you know, people's guts and shit, like, on the cover and stuff, the death and the Satanism is supposed to be taken as humor. It's supposed to be funny. The names, the actual lyrics of the songs, the names of the songs, it's all supposed to be taken as humor. You know what I'm saying? But apparently, for some reason, in, like, Norway and Sweden, they don't know it's a joke. So they do it for real. Like, they go out, they burn churches and shit, these death metal guys. It's crazy.
Awesome.
They don't realize it's a joke. And apparently this one band, Mayhem, some people should really listen to Mayhem. They are some good shit. But the bass player and I think it was the bass player and the lead singer got into a fucking fight, and the lead singer stabbed him to death. And then the fucking guitarist
like, cooked the dead bass player's brain and ate it. Because they're just so fucking death metal, I guess.
What?
And they all got to get on each other and called it a night.
Go look it up, man. Go fucking look it up online. Mayhem. Telling you. But, you know, first, before you do that, get this fucking Japanese band. Yeah, I can't believe you don't know the story about Mayhem, man.
Yeah, I must have missed that day at school.
Yeah,
I was sick that day.
They should teach you. They should teach you that in school, in music class. But yeah, dude, those Scandinavian fucking death metal people and black metal motherfuckers, those guys are all crazy.
I just found it on Google.
Okay, can you tell us? Can you verify that I'm not like retarded?
Well, that's still up for debate.
Well, what was the guy's name? Count what? Grishmaster?
Count Grishnak.
Oh, Count Grishnak. I'm sorry.
And he murdered Euronymous.
Yeah, Euronymous. Yep, exactly. And then the other guy, whatever his name was, ate Euronymous's brain.
Dude, that's like the third Hannibal Lecter movie.
No, this is real life. This is the life of Scandinavian death metal people.
Is there an all-chick death metal band?
Yeah, they're called, fuck. Who is all chicks?
Name for an all-chick band.
I can't remember.
No idea. They don't mention this brain-eating shit here, though.
Isn't Anal Blast girls?
How the fuck am I supposed to know?
I thought Anal Blast was chicks.
Anal Blast.
Yeah. Well, fucking, I guess Kitty is like a pop kind of almost death metal style band.
Yeah.
They're all chicks. All ugly chicks, anyway.
Dude, you better be careful. They might come over here and fucking chop off your head, eat your brain, and piss down your skull.
Well, they're from Canada, so I don't think they're going to do that. It's the Scandinavian ones that just take it a little too far. You know, and of course, big shouts to Norway and Sweden, but, you know, you're just crazy. I'm sorry. I don't know how it happened. We have listeners over there in fucking Stockholm 2600 and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I've seen pictures on their website. Those guys don't look like they listen to fucking death metal.
Do you have listeners in Swaziland?
Yeah, we got a few. I was checking the IPs. We got some in Lesotho and Swaziland.
And Malawi.
And Malawi.
Well, Malawi only has one IP address.
Apparently the fucking king of Lesotho, Jar Jar Togo, whatever his name is.
Jar Jar Togo.
On the radio.
That guy listens, man. He listens every week. He's listening right now. He's like, man, they gave me shouts.
Yeah.
So shouts to the king of Lesotho. My favorite country. Geographically speaking.
Hmm.
Well, I can't believe we're going an hour already. This fucking...
Really?
You know, Jesus Christ. It's just an hour of, like, no
maybe.
Content.
Maybe it's not as bad as you think.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
People like hearing us make fools out of ourselves. That's probably good radio to them.
That's true.
Hmm.
You got it?
No, I can't find it. I keep finding the fucking DirecTV shit.
No, was that? See, the DirecTV is how it started out. It should be not too far after the DirecTV stuff. Yeah, see, Stank, we were calling Japan, right? And when the people picked up, I was being a telemarketer trying to sell them DirecTV. They really didn't understand what the hell was going on, to tell you the truth. Most of the people just hung up on me.
You know, honestly, remember on my telephonic craptacular, episode 25 of Ben Rev Radio?
Uh-huh.
One of the recordings there was the guy... from some DirecTV satellite company or whatever.
Yeah, like reseller.
Yeah, okay, now I used to get occasional telemarketing calls, but since I actually kept that guy on the line and faked interest, what they normally do is if you show some sort of interest, they flag your name to call you back later if they don't get you to commit because you did show interest, so you're likely they're going to try to come back and talk you into it. Ever since I recorded that, I've gotten, like, there's been some weeks where I've come home to that on my answering machine every day a call. And
yeah.
Every one of them, they're trying so hard to be clever. Like, I'll come home and I'll have a message that goes, hi, we just stopped by to deliver your satellite and you weren't home. So we just wanted to set up a new time for your satellite dish that's already paid for and we just wanted to deliver it and install it and get that over with.
Yeah, they always do that shit, those fuckers.
Yeah, they try to fool you into thinking that they're like, oh, yeah, it's right outside the door, and it's already paid for. Don't forget about them. We're just going to throw it in for you.
Like, you fucking paid for
it. They don't even know that I fucking owned you the last time. It wasn't even real. But they flagged it, and they've got me in there now. That's like the only telemarketing stuff I've been getting for the most part lately is from them.
I got people always try to sell me fucking siding lately. It's always about that, and it's always about home security systems.
Yeah, I haven't gotten too many of those, either one of those lately.
I say, yeah, I give them, you know, 20 minutes of talk, and then I say, oh, yeah, by the way, I live in an apartment building. Is that bad or what? Can you still
do
it? Can you still give me that siding on this brick building? Is that going to happen?
Explain to them you need the aluminum siding on the inside of the apartment.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want that inside. It's so I don't have to fucking, like, paint the walls or nothing.
Yeah, and the aluminum siding is completely weatherproof. Oh, that's great, but it's going to be indoors anyway.
Yeah, nice. I'll just hose it off on the inside.
just to hear how they're going to react. You're putting it on the inside? Fuck yeah, I'm putting it on the inside. Where the hell else are you going to put it in an apartment?
Yeah, right? It's a brick fucking building. Where else am I going to put it? God damn it, not there. You can't find the call?
No, it's going to take me a long time to dig through this file.
It should be right after the fucking DirecTV shit.
You know, if I had a telephonic craptacular at episode 25, you guys are supposed to be a phone show.
Yeah, we're not going to have anything about telephones anymore.
Come on, man.
This is just about being on default, kind of like how, I don't know, my brain is on default today and I can't really figure anything out. Not there. You really have to find this. This is like the one telephone-related thing. You're fast-forwarding through tapes and shit. Oh, man. This really sucks.
Fucking hell.
It was after the DirecTV shit, but it was before the call to, what country did we call? Like, fucking... something over there.
You know what the problem is, though? I have, like, 6 hours of this recording, and if you say, oh, it was just after that, and it really was, like, fucking 2 hours later...
No. It was, like, it was within, like, a half hour. We called Japan all one in a... Or did we do it later when we started calling Japan again?
That's what I'm saying. I have, like, 6 hours of this.
Oh, God damn it. You'll find it. I have faith. God damn it. That was a good call, too. Nothing but dead air.
Yeah, I'll have to find it for the next show, because I'm going to sit here, even at a fucking 100 speed, it's going to take me like a week to find
You'll
it.
You'll find it. I have faith. It's there.
I should just be able to fast forward until I hear the fucking ringing.
Yeah. What are you up to now? Let me hear it. I'll try to remember.
No,
apparently
Little
Kim was involved in a shootout.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. You know what I'll talk about when that theory's finding that? Fucking Google, that's a good thing you're here, Stank. Directory transversal.
Oh, man, you're just digging, man.
Yeah, how do you, you know, because that's all I've been doing. And it's a lot of fun. You find a lot of weird shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know,
you do.
Yeah, you find a lot of really weird stuff. So I want to know, I know how I go about it. How do you go about it? Because I just use Google.
Well, you're searching for directory names. That's what you're doing. You're searching for directory names, which is...
Yeah, so I search parent directory, port 80, fucking index of...
Yeah, exactly. Search for the string index of.
Or parent directory, or port 80, whatever.
Like that.
And Apache...
But then once you get in, then you just try to move around and navigate by guessing what else could be there. I mean, directory transversal, there's kind of a couple different ways. The term means a couple different things.
Uh-huh.
One of them on its simplest form, just basic form, is just moving and navigating through the directory structure by guessing, or not so much guessing, but figuring out through a series of logic and or guesses where things might be. Like, for example, a standard naming convention to know where images are, or index of, again, is a good example, because that comes up at the top of a directory listing in Apache, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But once you're in there, like you may find index of backslash pictures slash naked slash decoder slash Bukkake.
So which you will find.
But you may back down to just see the decoder pictures without the Bukkake. And you may find that there's another subdirectory called gcoder, and the directory within that called sucking dick. So you might want to move into that and check those pictures out as well.
Yeah, you might want to. See what's on your mind.
I want you, man.
Horrible.
Love you.
I could probably give out some URLs of some dumb shit I fucking found.
Yeah, share them. What the hell? They're on Google. It's not like it's anything.
Yeah, this is all shit I found on Google, pretty much. Nothing fucking, all that fucking great, but a lot of shit to fucking look through. Fucking, god damn it.
Directory transversal can get a little bit more in-depth than that, but on the simplistic form, in the simplest form, even that can be considered somewhat of directory transversal.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Guessing or, you know.
God, was the one that I gave you the link for, was that an FTP or no?
You gave me an FTP one, and you gave me, no, the other one with the gymnastics was an HTTP. Was it Comcast or no?
Oh, yeah. You know what? It was somebody on Comcast. That's right. That one, I think, with some weird shit on there. Okay, this is the URL for one of them, and this has a lot of cool shit. It's going to be https://c-67-170-11-9.client.comcast.net/tilde-William-Giles, that's G-I-L-E-S, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, G-I-L-E-S, /gallery. And you're going to find a lot of fucking cool shit in there. That is where you will find the topless gymnastics. So in case you missed it, it's c-67-170-171-9.client.comcast.net/tilde-William-Giles-gallery. And
that URL is composed. That's probably the IP address in the beginning, the 67. It's probably .170.171.19.
Yeah, I don't know what the C fucking shit is. That's what I have written down here.
Yeah, they just assign. It's just probably it means something to them internally at Comcast. Who knows?
Yeah.
It could stand for Cincinnati, Chicago. It could be any little weird thing. It could just be a C block. It could be anything. But the thing is, it's obviously a cable modem, most likely.
Yep.
So, frankly, this could go down tomorrow when they get a new IP address. They'll get assigned a new dynamic IP address, and the address would change. And
exactly.
This would die, and it wouldn't be, you know. So it's a temporary thing. As long as they're holding that IP address, then this dynamic, I think, is going to keep working.
He got to have a forward pointed at that.
What's that?
He has to have a forward pointed at that shit, because if you back up.
Well, it's not meant for us to be there, first
no,
of all.
No, actually it is. I thought it wasn't until I backed up from gallery.
Right.
And it's a fucking, it's a HTML site, and there's a link there, and the link to the gallery just says, like, here's some weird shit to look through.
Well, you know what else he could be doing? He could have it linked to one of those DIN DNS names or something like that, and that's the way he wants you to get to it. You just happen to find the back door directly into the
Yeah, exactly.
He could have a DIN DNS set up, or DNS to go, or in theory, not theory, what are some of the others?
Sorry, say it again, I'm going through this fucking WAV file.
Some of the dynamic IP hosting companies like DNS to go and stuff like that. Do you know some others?
DynAlias.net, I think.
NoIP.org.
Yeah, no-ip.org. But they're all kind of under the same umbrella. You know, they're all like owned by one group.
Go back to parsing the music. Go back to parsing the audio.
No, the people who own DynAlias.org, they also own DynDNS.org. Like, they own, like, seven of them, is what I'm saying. So if you go to one of them, you'll find a whole bunch of them.
What the hell is Dorian Crush? And what's up with these .info? Do we really need the .infos?
Yeah. If you want info, you go to a .info.
Oh, you can't get info anywhere else.
Exactly. They got the fucking patent on info. I got one here. With a bunch of gaming songs, like from fucking
video games and shit if I could fucking find it. Here you go.
And this, by the way, this link that you just gave us, this guy is either in this band, Dorian Crush, or he's doing the website for them.
Really?
There's a lot of shit in here about him.
Really?
As I was looking through it, I couldn't help but notice it.
Huh. I was just looking at all the movies and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, if it didn't sound like a porn title. Hey, he's got a webcam. Let's see if he's on the webcam. Maybe we can have him live on the webcam while we do the show live.
Like your own motherfucker.
Might catch him whacking it or something disturbing.
Probably. That usually happens.
Little Japanese schoolgirl outfit.
Dressed up as Sailor fucking Moon.
Sailor Moon wig on or some shit. Fucking star makeup and shit on, glitter.
Jesus Christ.
I'm starting to get a little turned on.
Uh-oh. That's fucking horrible. That's just real fucking bad.
I think that's what I'm going to do next. I think I'm going to get into the whole cosplay thing, like Duel.
Oh, man.
That was one of the funniest Photoshops ever. Somebody Photoshopped his face on that tiger person. Hilarious.
Oh, God. Dude, I remember that. I was looking through that fucking, that gallery thing they had.
Yeah?
Man.
That's some crazy shit.
I just didn't know what was going on. I'm like, wow, there's like, this stuff goes on Earth. I didn't fucking know, man. There's some things that, like, you find that you literally, you say to yourself, man, I've been on this Earth how fucking long that I didn't know about this?
Yeah.
Like, do you know, I forgot who told me about this. I think it might have been fucking Kuroishi, right? But somebody, I think it was him, I can't remember. Oh, no, you know who it was? Oh, fuck. Who the fuck gave this to me? Anyway, they gave me some link, and apparently there's this type of porn, right, where it's like fucking, like, you know, just drawings and shit, like fucking art, right?
Don't act and like there's some kind of porn you don't know about.
And it's called, yeah, and they're called furries. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait a minute, now there's... Furries does not have anything to do with porn necessarily. I mean, not with drawings per se. Furries is just like the cosplay. That's like a subset of the whole cosplay thing where they,
these
like,
are all drawings and they're fucking porn and they're just like these fucking things. I don't know what they look like, chipmunks or something. I don't know what the fuck they're supposed to be. Fucking wool. I don't know what. Don't even ask me.
There was, you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, I think there was a thing on MTV a while back.
Uh-huh.
MTV had a special show where they followed this dude around to a furry convention. And, like, yeah, it's one of those subsets that I don't get that much either. I don't know if we're generating hate mail by bashing or talking about this stuff, but...
Fuck hate mail, dude. I was looking, right? These are fucking drawings of fucking these, like, things. They're fucking girls, but they're fucking animals. They
like
have freaking, like, these huge beach ball animated fucking tits.
Like a fucking fox chick.
Yeah, yeah, the foxes. That's what they fucking are.
Fucking an armadillo.
Tails. Half the time they got fucking cocks.
Yeah.
Half the fucking time. It's half and half, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what's going on?
They got both sets of equipment.
Is this how fucking, like, this is how bad porn has gotten on the internet that fucking you just can't get off to just some normal shit anymore, you know what I'm saying? Not Theory gets the snuff films, fucking people out there getting fucking furries. I'm getting some fisting shit, you know, what the hell?
But the furry, again, the furries is just about the whole cosplay dressing up thing, and yeah, I guess they get into the drawings and stuff too. I don't.
You jerk off to this? Is that what people do?
Well, on this MTV special, I don't know if it's coincidentally the guy that they followed happened to be gay, or if there's a large gay community that's into the furry thing. But
they're girls, though.
Well, not this. The one they followed on the MTV thing was this dude, and he's fucking. I think he dressed up like a dog or something, and he like goes to this. Mention in this hotel, and like you walk in with their little costume, they have their heads on and everything, and like they pretend that they're a dog, they dress up like a dog, and they get into this whole dog mindset. And he walked up to some other dude in a dog costume, this complete stranger, and like bent over and started sniffing his ass.
Oh, what's
like,
going on? What are you watching?
Yeah, this was on MTV.
Sure, it was. Some special video you bought.
It was on Hot Network. What can I tell you?
You're just pretending it was on MTV. You got like a collection.
It was on MTV, and then the camera stopped because, no joke, This is a total stranger. They ended up fucking hooking up, going up to the hotel room and having sex in their little dog costumes.
I gotta fucking go kill myself.
Obviously doggy style, I would assume.
I'm gonna go fucking end it, man, because there's like something really, like, don't get me wrong, you know. I used to go to goth clubs and shit.
Goth is along the same lines to me. It's playing dress up, a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, okay, playing dress up is one thing. Fucking, you know, that's fine. I mean, you know, some ugly girls end up looking hot when they look like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't fucking dress it up like a dog. Fucking drawings of fucking foxes with fucking goddamn huge animated tits. What's going on? What's fucking going on, man? Seriously, what the fuck is wrong? There's something wrong.
See, nothing is, there's no such thing as taboo anymore.
Remember like anal sex used to be taboo?
Oh, man, that was like illegal and...
Dude, I give it to my girl as soon as she walks in the door. She walks in, I just fucking hit her in the head, bend her over, and fucking give it to her. It's like nothing. It's like a kiss now. It's like a kiss hello.
Don't even close the door.
No, I leave it open. She don't even take her coat off. Just drop them. This stuff, that's not taboo anymore. That's what taboo used to be. Now it's fucking dressing up as a goddamn dog and taking it in the ass. Now that's what taboo is.
If you dress up in a fucking black outfit with some fucking Dracula fangs and makeup on and put a dog uniform on and go fuck the neighbor's dog, that's taboo.
Yeah, you gotta do stuff with animals now for anything to be taboo. I mean, what the fuck? What's the world come to, man? What's going on?
We're evolving.
Evolving into what? I think this is devolving.
Yeah, it's getting pretty freaky out there.
De-evolution. Hello?
What the?
Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What the fuck is wrong with you, man? What's going
on? You guys still doing the show?
Yeah, we're still doing the show. Why, did you play the closing music already?
Yeah, I thought I told you that.
He heard the topic to come in and add his 2 cents on.
I said not theory, and I am saying, like, I'm closing the show later.
Oh, okay, cool. So this is over, we're not streaming anymore? Great.
Now you can say what you really feel about the listeners.
Yeah, fuck them, man. Listen to us talk about this shit. And I can say what I really think about furries. I think that shit is hot.
Nice.
I got a whole collection of it.
Oh, God.
Like child porn bestiality, like when you fucking dress up in a fucking cape and makeup and go fuck the neighbor's new puppy, litter of puppies.
Oh, God. That's taboo now. It's no more, not anal, not fucking, nothing like that. That's all.
And you know what? I'm trying to make up something bizarre as a joke, and like one of the listeners is probably like, oh, yeah, here, I've seen that all the time. No problem.
Yeah, it always happens.
They can list 5 sites for me. Oh, yeah, here you go. Puppy fucking, no problem, man. Here's a Japanese site with all kinds of fucking bootlegs.
Oh, God.
Puppy, is that illegal?
Vomiting on each other and fucking rubbing shit in each other's eyes.
Playboy magazine
dude,
in 20 years.
I'm telling you, nothing is over the limit, over the line.
There's a site, I don't know, maybe Doug knows it, but there's a site, right?
Shut the hell up.
No, I'm serious. Because fucking Lucky showed it to me, or somebody showed it to me and put Lucky's name on it. But it's this fucking, it's this scat site, and you like, and you enter in like fucking a name or whatever, and it says like blanks homepage, and it's just nothing but like these Japanese bitches rubbing shit all over themselves.
I remember a long time ago when the interweb first came about, and like I stumbled across a picture of what now they call scat. Even the fact that they have a name for it now is something.
Yeah, scat.
They have a name for that back then. It was a fucking chick shitting in some dude's mouth.
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God, this is the sickest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I'll come to here like, oh my God, this is the wide web. Sweet.
Had to go show everybody that I knew. Look at this shit. The interweb is cool.
Yeah, right?
So I had to go show everybody.
It's not censored.
Right? Now, here, 10 years later, we're sitting here talking about, you know, it like went from this picture of this chick shitting in the dude's mouth, and nowadays, they fucking smear shit on each other and fucking carve pictures on their chest like cavemen and feces and roll over and vomit on each other and fuck their vomit covered.
Listen how State Dog gets all, like, detailed about it.
Yeah, right? He's been watching a lot of it.
And none of it is shocking anymore.
Yeah, well, nothing shocking. Wasn't that, Jane's Addiction.
Yep.
And what year was that? 88?
I think so.
Nothing shocking. They knew it then. And it really isn't. What would be shocking? Stank, what would you have to see for it to shock you?
I've seen it all now.
Yeah, there's nothing. What can shock you anymore? Fucking nothing.
The only thing that could shock me is something that I couldn't even think of on my own. So it would have to be a completely, if I sit here and think about it, I mean, there's no...
Just some thought that you couldn't even fucking think of.
I've seen it all.
Yeah, nothing's fucking shocking, man. And that's right. There's 10 fucking years later.
You know what would shock me? That movie that you and Doug did where you butt-fucked each other?
Yeah.
That would shock the hell out of me.
No, it's on that fucking directory that I gave out. It's called,
Hack.abi. Hack.tv.episode2.
Dude.
Special episode.
So totally put that up.
Oh, God.
Decoder finds a backdoor.
Here's a call out. Anybody listening that wants to Photoshop a video like that?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Send it.
No, I'm using Lucky Lines. Wait a minute, I gotta stop that. God damn it. That's it, man. You're gonna get something bad.
Did I just get fired?
You got something bad coming. Real fucking bad.
Oh, man, this is gonna be funny.
You'll see.
Oh, Lord.
It's gonna be great.
You're gonna dig into your gay porn collection and Photoshop me?
Yeah, I got a good amount of it, too. The furries, don't forget about that.
Oh, great.
I have some furry fucking bestiality, pedophilia, vomit, shit, piss, fucking killing, fisting, fucking .mpeg.
Oh.
Whoa.
You gotta go check that out. It's really...
That's pretty serious.
How
almost as bad as my aggravated homo necropeta bestiality video.
Oh, I forgot the fucking necrophilia, man. God damn it. Nothing like necrophilia. Remember that Tom Petty video about necrophilia?
Mary Jane's Last Dance?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember it.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's what got me into necrophilia. Tom Petty. Thanks, Tom Petty, by the way. Big shouts to Tom fucking Petty.
And MTV for putting it out there.
Hell yeah. I don't think they would do that today. Oh yeah, you know what? They wouldn't do it today. You know fucking why? You know why they wouldn't do it today?
Because they don't play music videos anymore.
And not because actually they do play music videos sometimes, but the real reason?
Late at night, though.
Yeah, because the reason they won't play it is because it's not fucking rap. That's why.
You know what, though? You know what's even more sad is that not even MTV2, the channel that's supposed to play music.
Yeah, MTV2 sucks cock now, too. Remember when MTV2 used to be fucking good?
Yeah, they would say it's all music, but now it's like...
Now it's not.
More shows
now they have those channels that you have to get, like, on digital cable.
What do you need,
like,
MTV3?
No, like, they have, like, MTV Rock, MTV Rap, MTV, you know...
You know what, Doug? Forget the fucking, we're gonna end the show right now, and,
With rap?
Yeah, with rap. Get something out of your personal collection.
You act like I have it on my hard drive or something.
You do.
I did not.
You have plenty of rap. I know what you listen to.
Come on now, it's right next to the Jessica Simpson directory.
Oh, thank you.
That's the ugliest, dumbest fucking bitch I've ever seen in my life.
You know what?
Are you crazy?
I think she's fucking ugly.
Dude,
I think she has a Brillo fucking face.
Okay, no, have you ever seen her, how she sings? She sings like she's retarded.
Look, she's retarded, she has a Brillo face. She has a nice body. I'll give her that. But you know what? Nice bodies come a dime a dozen. She has a nice body, but she got a Brillo fucking face.
Her face is just like, oh, man. Like, she was on David Letterman the other night, and she was doing a song, right? And it was just...
Hey, no, Doug, don't... Shut up, because you used to think she was hot until I started saying she was ugly, so shut the fuck up.
No. I agree with you on the body, but I've always said this to day one, ever since I saw her, that her face was ugly.
I think she got an ugly face. I think Britney Spears got a fucking ugly face.
But I have to disagree there.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. There's hot chicks out there, and those aren't them. There's plenty of hot fucking chicks in the world, and those aren't them. I'm sorry.
You've been looking at too many rotting dead corpses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crazy, dude. And same with Jessica Simpson, too. You're crazy. She's hot.
No.
And she's dumb. What more can you ask for?
No. Thanks. See, this is where you're wrong. And I don't like to tell you you're wrong, but I'm going to have to tell you you're wrong. I usually agree with you on most things.
No, you don't.
But let me tell you.
Come on now. Let's not trip.
But I'm going to have to tell you right now you're wrong. This is what I'm going to say. That having your girl being dumb is all well and good, but there's too dumb. There's a point where, like, you would be able to deal with that in real life?
I didn't say I was going to marry her.
But I'm saying, theoretically, you would be able to deal with that in real life? I sure as shit fucking wouldn't.
For a short period of time, sir?
I can't deal with that shit if she comes on TV for 2 fucking seconds. I look at her and I want to fucking run headfirst into the fucking TV screen.
No, see, dumb, I think
no,
dumb
dude.
In the short term is very hot.
Dang, you really... Then
you'll
just be unattracted to her.
You just broke up.
Yeah, something, your voice over TV breaking up? Or...
Yeah.
Nah, I might have fell.
You know, apparently...
Seriously, watch her sing, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
And she I think she's retarded. I really think she is. I think she has some sort of... She's mentally challenged.
Dude, I'd just put it on mute and watch her with her mouth open and let nasty thoughts come to mind.
I wouldn't want her head anywhere near me.
Sure.
Her head, like, slants when she sees.
No, I don't even want to... Let's not talk about freaking Jessica.
Looks like a robot malfunctioning.
Goddamn Simpson. She's just retarded. She's illiterate. She's stupid. She doesn't know... You know...
God, it's turning me on.
Oh, man, I hate fucking goddamn shit. I fucking hate that crap. I can't even think about it.
I love... Dude, you know what? That's one good thing. Every time I'm on here, I get you to the point where you're stammering and you don't...
That's all you can do is piss me the fuck off.
Speaking of which, let's call Disney payphone.
Fuck you. We're already going too long anyway. You know what? It doesn't matter, though, because it's fucking like 11:40. I don't fucking care. Because I know goddamn well if we end the show, we're going to keep talking, then it's going to get good.
Yeah,
so we're just
right?
never going to end. This is another four-hour episode.
God.
And
Theory,
give,
did you find that spark you were looking for yet?
That will give Not Theory ample time.
No, I'm never going to find it. Fuck it.
You gave up already. Goddamn.
Yep.
Ah, well, that sucks.
Yeah, I gave up like 2 seconds ago. It's impossible. Too much shit to go through.
You really can't. God damn it. Motherfucker. Should have had it timed. Well, I'm going to smoke another fucking cigarette.
Yeah, well, I can't find that shit and answer questions about dynedns.org and fucking listen to this Jessica Simpson shit.
I have a... Fuck. Yeah, fucking dynedns. Those are always good. NoIP.fucking.net or some shit.
Read one of the fucking 50 articles from 2600 about it.
Really?
No. What are you talking about?
I don't read 2600. Why?
They always have hosting... articles on cable modem and DSL and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, it's on every issue, right?
I've never seen one.
Never?
That theory's all backing up for 2600.
Let me pull up the archives, maybe I can find one.
That theory's the co-host of Off the Hook.
Dude, every single article in the last 2600 was like fucking how to host shit on your cable modem.
Are you sure? I didn't see those.
I know at least one of them was not.
Really?
Mine...
Yours? Mine was about that.
Yours is probably some, like, encrypted text that once you run it through some program, it tells you how to run shit in your cable modem.
Dude, that would be elite.
Steganography 101,
It uses the fucking Bible code, or whatever they call it.
Hey, you know what I got? You know what I got delivered yesterday? A piece of mail from Microsoft. Security update CD, February 2004. Make your computer more secure.
How?
Yeah.
Virus and stuff. Not
it formats your hard drive.
Yeah, right. It disconnects you off the internet.
It uninstalls Windows for you.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, Windows should have an uninstalled .exe.
Hey, I tell you what, here's a number. You want to call it? Here's an 866.
Well, somebody else has to call it.
Crap.
Somebody other than me has got to call it.
Oh, fuck.
I'm motherfucker. All right.
None of us can call anything.
I don't know what this is. I assume this is like a pre-recorded thing. Let's just see if it's like an anti-hacker thing.
Well, what is it? Are they going to make fun of hackers?
It just says... 1-866 PC safety.
Hold on.
Well, what the fuck, Doug?
I guess it did.
I'm too busy right now reading how to host an FTP server on cable. What the fuck is going on?
Microsoft just invented 11-digit numbers. You left off the Y.
God, what the fuck, Doug? What's going on? Here it is, www.myserver.org.
Well, the funny thing, I just called it, and like, my Windows box just got a blue screen of death. But other than that, all it does is just ring.
It gave you the blue screen of death from calling it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's evil. They did a fucking reverse backwards lookup on your phone number to figure out where you're at. Fucking crashed your system remotely.
I just had to get fucking 5 goddamn critical security updates for Windows 2000 like this week.
Yeah, I got mine yesterday.
I couldn't fucking believe there was like 20. And then I'm like, oh, finally, I'm done. And then fucking boom. 5 more.
The next day.
Yeah, and this fucking stupid
Java fucking bullshit, I can't find anything that works for me. Of course, the fucking, this MSJVM. Fucking Microsoft doesn't have it anymore, they tell me to go to Sun. I get the one from Sun, it fucking doesn't fully install on my shit.
Sucks. Sun's
yeah,
Java sucks now.
Yeah, well, what the fuck? What am I supposed to
yeah,
use?
Yeah, Microsoft doesn't carry Java anymore.
I know. And you know where I fucking...
Sun is just as bad as Microsoft. Voodoo Hal and I argue about this all the time, but Sun just really sucks my nuts.
Now, you know,
Java is slow, and it takes forever to load. And
somebody
crap.
Gave me a link, right? Somebody gave me a link where I could find all these fucking internal telco documents, right? And the fucking menu bar is fucking Java. And it fucking wouldn't work without the fucking Microsoft Java virtual fucking Microsoft or whatever it fucking is.
Why would you want your menu bar Java?
I don't fucking know, but it doesn't fucking work without it. So I spent fucking, I don't know fucking how long, trying to find out how I'm going to fucking do this. I find that I go to Sun's fucking site, I download that shit, it starts to install, it can't fucking install it. It tells
yeah,
me there's something
download,
wrong.
Isn't it like 50 megs?
Yeah, it's some ridiculous size, and then it tells me that it can't install after it's all said and done. It's installing, and then all of a sudden, boom, oh, we can't do this for whatever stupid fucking reason we have, so you're just fucked.
Hey, there's on the address label, there's an 800 number, too.
Someone should make a pop-up that actually says that. So you're just fucked.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. I'm just fucked. I'm not going to get any fucking, I'm not going to get the Java fucking plugins for fucking, what is it called? Fire fucking Fox. Because I just don't like it. I don't fucking like it at all. I don't want plugins for fucking anything.
I think Firefox is just Smurfy.
Yeah, Firefox is some Smurfy fucking shit, man. I use that shit all the time, except for, like, when I need IE.
Smurfalicious.
Yeah, that's the hardcore Smurf right there. But, yeah, I don't want to get no fucking plugins. It's fucking Java. I don't fucking want it. Fine. Your menu fucking bars and fucking Java, and I can't see all the elite fucking telco docs. Oh, fucking well.
You know what? DefaultRadio.com is going to be in Java now.
Yeah, the whole fucking site. Everything. Do it.
Have Yahoo Games as well.
Yeah, do it, man.
I still think Default Radio should be in Flash.
Now, Flash I could fucking deal with.
You could, like, dial a number to access a certain...
Flash I could deal with. I could deal with Flash. Not a problem.
You have to scan, like, the phone to find an episode of Default.
Oh, God. Motherfucker. Yeah, you should do that. You know... Oh, by the way, nah, I didn't give you that picture of Lucky, did I?
No.
Oh, that should be the next thing to go up on the site.
Oh,
we should make that the 404.
What?
The picture, Lucky's driver's license that I got.
What, fear?
No, not his tags.
Oh.
His driver's license, not the license plate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why, was just a picture of Lucky, big deal?
No, you'll see it. It's funny.
Does he have lipstick on the actual license?
Yeah, he does. He always wears lipstick. That's what I thought. Motherfucker. Yeah, any fucking way. I don't know. I think this is the end of the fucking show. Doug, start playing the fucking music or something.
Alright.
We're going to close with another fucking Megadeth song. I forgot which one. Just something else. A different Megadeth song than the one we opened up with. What the fuck are we using, Doug?
Killing Is My Business.
Oh, Killing Is My Business, and business is good. And, I don't know. Stank, you got any shout-outs?
Shout-outs to Saito187.
Oh, yeah.
For Hack TV.
Most definitely.
Shout-out to Dual, Bland, Cy Pete, everybody on Hack TV.
Anonymous.
You know what? And there's too many to name by name, but everybody who helped with the bandwidth. We had several people donate mirrors that are up on the site for downloading and left their BitTorrents open over the weekend and stuff like that to help ease off on the bandwidth. So shouts to all of you. Can't give you individually because there's so many people that did. I was really, really impressed at how many people, you know, went out of their way to help us get this thing out. So... that and a Smurfette for taking a lot of Smurf cops.
Oh, yeah. She took it a lot, man. She had to.
Oh,
good job.
Hey, how come she was never pregnant? How come there's no little baby Smurfs around?
There were, remember?
I don't remember any baby Smurfs.
Oh, dude, you're obviously not an aficionado of the Smurfs.
Apparently.
I never saw that shit before.
You never saw the, you know, the newer ones where they were fucking, they were the little kids that were Smurfs, and there was another, one of them was a girl?
Oh, man, you know this old playing little Smurf doctor there.
You don't remember that, man? Oh, you gotta fucking brush up on your fucking Smurf-tory. Yeah.
Did Gargamel ever catch the Smurf?
He caught him a few times, but they always got away somehow.
You ever do any perverse things, like make him climb his cock or something like
that? I think he just wanted to eat him.
Hey, come on now, that's Smurf taboo right there.
Yeah. I think he just wanted to eat him. I think that was the whole point. He was just hungry. Oh, no, it was some special recipe he had, I think. I forgot why the fuck he was trying to catch him. I don't think it made a difference. He was just trying to catch him.
He wanted to stuff him up his ass and use him as a Smurf butt plug. That's what he wanted to do.
Probably.
Gurbling.
Anyway, on that note, not there. You got any shouts?
Besides G.I. Joe. That's it. That's my shout.
Doug?
No.
Oh, okay. Fucker. God damn it. I don't know who I want to give shouts to. Shouts to fucking Inhuman 4. Fuck. Yeah. Shouts to fucking Lucky for not being here.
Shouts to Jessica Simpson.
I hate that fucking bitch. I hope she fucking dies.
Oh, shouts to Disney.
And I hate them too.
That's a little carryover joke from my last episode.
God damn you, Disney. They're worse than Walmart, Disney.
Shouts to Sam Walton.
Well, you know, I don't really give a shit too much about Walmart because they're not near me.
Yeah, that's true.
If there were, you know, that'd be a different story. If I had to deal with that shit, like, on a daily basis, fine. If I was in one of these little shit towns, in any town U.S. fucking A, where it's nothing but a fucking Walmart
a?
And nothing else. Huh?
That is says first or asexual.
First or not asexual, there was a girl.
They don't have reproductive organs.
How does he know? What is he, fucking goddamn a Smurf? Dude, there was a girl. How could they be asexual if there was a fucking girl? Come on.
I don't know. Let me ask him. How can they be?
Here's the truth. Here's somebody find this. All the little Smurfs had their tail sticking out the back of their pants.
Yeah.
Smurfette wore a dress. Does the chick have a tail?
Yeah.
Or should just go straight down to her ass and she not have a tail?
Nah, because didn't it come out the back of her dress?
I don't remember. I don't know.
I think it did. I was just keeping an eye on her ass.
It doesn't matter what they are, he says.
How come it doesn't matter? What does he know?
They're an implant.
I don't know if you want to on here.
No, because we're ending the show. Is the music playing yet?
Yeah, the music's still playing.
Well, good, you know. Good. Well, that's it. That's fucking default radio, which isn't about phones anymore.
Hey, girl and guy ones that don't have productive organs.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Fuck that shit. You know, we'll be back next week. We'll have fucking not theory. We'll have it hooked up, so we're going to take real fucking call-ins.
I may actually have something to say next week.
Huh?
I may actually also have something to say next week.
I will most likely have something to say next week. We actually probably will have content. But for now, everything is always on default. Later.
Later.
What the fuck, man? I can't do anything about it. Like, what do you want me to do? Fucking have content?
Come up with some content.
Well, what the fuck? There's nothing going on. I don't really give a shit about anything. I can tell you what I did today. Like, I fucking woke up. I ate some breakfast.
Dude, if you did the show on what you did today, it would be the same show every fucking week.
It'd be like a diary. Dear fucking diary. Dear
default.
Yeah, well,
I whacked it off to,
furry Jessica Simpson furries.
Double dual sexual penis and vagina containing porn drawing.
Oh, I got this one fucking video today. Holy fucking shit. This fucking